got close to him. That's what he wants us to do. Amen. Now, it's interesting in this story, Peter's amongst a bunch of soul winners, but he's the only one who gets out of the ship. Do you notice that? Now, I'm not saying he made it. He ended up failing, but he tried.
That's right.
If you look back to this story, I guarantee you on the way back, who had the most exciting story to tell? Peter did. We go out soul winning. Sometimes things don't work out, but you know, we have exciting stories to tell, don't we?
Amen.
Peter is the one that had an exciting story here. He's the one that got out of the boat. He's the one that got out of the ship. A lot of times he gets a bad reputation. I don't understand why, because he might screw up the most, but he's also the one that you see doing the most for God.
That's right.
Now, it's interesting here that Jesus immediately says, come. You see, God wants us to get close to him. It says in the book of James chapter 4, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you.
Amen.
He promises if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you.
Amen.
And then it says the rest of that verse, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You see, if we want to draw nigh to God, we've got to cleanse our hands. We've got to get the sin out of our life. We can't go home and watch the television and say we're close to God and draw nigh to God.
Amen.
We've got to decide, do you want to get close to God or do you want to watch the television?
Come on.
We've got to make that decision. And God says, come. He says, I want you to come. God wants everybody to come close to him. Because here's the thing, just from your sermon, Vince, in that passage,